Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no holds barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I've been asking the question, when will enough be enough for women when it actually comes to males invading their sports, their locker rooms, all of their private spaces? But in this case, their sports. Folks, for the past couple of years, man, I believe that we on Black and White Sports have been at the forefront of actually calling out the madness that the left is saying isn't really happening. They're saying, oh, it ain't really happening. There's no invasion of women's sports. No, you're just making it up. That is a right-wing conspiracy theory. But every single time, man, they say it's not happening, we get a new story where it's actually happening. So here we are yet again, guys, in West Virginia. Now, West Virginia is a super red state. Very, very red. And it's even happening in the reddest of states, where males are allowed to compete as women against girls. And the girls end up being the ones that are actually victimized by this. But I said it before, going to say it again. The women need to speak up. Yes, I'm going to say it again. The women, the girls, they need to take a stand on this, man. They cannot just go out there and just take it. Because the left, they just want them to take it. And if they don't actually take it, then they are a bigot if they don't actually lose to a male identifying as a female. I thought that feminists were all about, you know, female empowerment, but it definitely seems like they're a bunch of misogynists, because the only men that they actually do like, they want men to emasculate themselves. I want men to be men. Compete in men's sports. That is what you're supposed to do. Don't compete against the women. But here we are again, guys. And we got some video here of some girls taking a stand because the adults are too cowardly to put a stop to this. Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member, member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Girls in West Virginia refuse to compete against trans athlete at track and field event. Yes, they are taking a stand because the adults are doing nothing. Pretty cowardly, if you actually ask me, in my opinion. A super red state like Virginia, West Virginia, I should say, this is happening. But it says here, several teen girls stepped out of their track and field event in West Virginia and refused to participate on Thursday, after a U.S. appeals court ruled that transgender athletes must be allowed to compete in girls' categories. If that's the case, why do we even have girls' and boys' categories? This is insane, man. Insane. The girls mounted their protests over being forced to compete against students born male at Bridgeport Middle School, a girls' track and field event in Bridgeport, West Virginia. The video shows several girls stepping up to the shot put circle, then immediately stepping out of the ring without performing a throw. Girls from the school also refused to perform in the discus event. So, we're going to watch this clip here, guys. Minute and 15 seconds. Girls are actually going to go into the shot put circle and step away. They've had it. They are fed up. So let's watch it. There's no sound. So that's the first student right there, acting like she's going to throw. Steps out. She's out of there. And this is another one here. Goes in the circle, walks out. Said, nah, enough is enough. Here we are again. They're like, nah, I'm not competing against a male. Another one comes in. Said, nah, this is wrong. This is definitely wrong, man. This is sad, man, that girls have to be the adults in the room. Yeah, hats off to them, man, for doing this. Shame on the adults for allowing a male to compete against females. And this is very, very unfair. Now, this person actually gets into the stands, walks out the circle. Yeah. Amazing, man. And it's sad, man, that it's actually gotten to this point right here. Says the girl said that they were protesting that a male-born student was allowed to compete against them in a shot put event, according to OutKick. Say women's sports advocate Riley Gaines praised the girls on her Gaines for Girls podcast. Quote, it's a sad day when the middle school girls have to be the adults in the room. Conceding your event is so much easier said than done, but these girls have the tenacity and ability to stand their ground. Gaines said, adding, quote, I couldn't be more proud of their bravery and willingness to show their raw emotion. Girls and women have had enough. And this needs to continue, man. This needs to continue. No female should be competing against a male. You must take a stand like this. I mean, you're going to have to not compete to get the message out there. The protest came after the 2-1 ruling from the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, where two Democrat-appointed judges, not surprised, outvoted the lone dissenter to invalidate the law banning transgender athletes born male from competing in school sports in categories for the gender with which they identify. Writing for the majority, Biden-appointed Judge Toby B. Haytens maintained that for transgender athletes, quote, a choice between not participating in sports and participating only on boys' teams is no real choice at all. Wow. Astonishing, man. Absolutely astonishing. Now, this so-called transgender athlete, if they want to live their life like that, then, hey, you got to compete against the boys or you don't compete at all. Because you have a physical advantage, man, over the women. Astonishing. And the only dissenter was a Republican judge. Folks, I just don't get it, man. How can anybody vote Democrat, man? And the thing is, man, the vast majority of like single women vote Democrat. I mean, no woman should be voting Democrat, man, because this is what happens, man. You're going to get removed from your spaces, your sports. And you're going to be wake up one day, you're going to be like, well, what happened? Well, you kept voting Democrat, man. That's what happened. Astonishing, man, but hats off to these girls for taking a stand. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.